This is a quick look at today's headlines on the KOZE News Podcast. A snowstorm led to several crashes and slide-offs on the Camas Prairie yesterday, hampering many travelers looking to return home from the holiday weekend. The Idaho County Sheriff's Office says U.S. Highway 95 between Ferdinand and the Whitebird Grade saw multiple vehicles struggle in the conditions that also included gusty winds, drifting snow, and poor visibility. More snow is in the forecast for today, which could also impact travel. Motorists are urged to use extreme caution when traveling. There were no injuries in a structure fire just after 2 p.m. Saturday afternoon in the 1400 block of Elm Street in Clarkston. Assotin County Fire District No. 1 and Clarkston fire crews responded to the scene and found the mobile home was full of smoke with flames coming out windows. Crews were able to contain the fire in about a half hour. No one was home when the fire started. Officials said the Red Cross was contacted because the family had no place to stay and the home and contents inside were completely destroyed. The cause of the fire has not been determined. The Moscow Police Department says community members are still providing tips to law enforcement officers who are continuing to investigate the murders of four University of Idaho students on November 13th. Mia Carlson reports.
Over 488 digital media submissions have been sent to the FBI link. So far, no one has been identified as a suspect in the murders of Ethan Chapin, Zanna Kernodle, Kaylee Goncalves, and Madison Mogan at a residence on King Street. Autopsies concluded they were all stabbed multiple times with a fixed-blade knife. Officials say they understand there is a sense of fear within the community. Since November 13th, the department has received 78 calls for unusual circumstances and 36 requests to check the welfare of loved ones, an increase from 70 and 18 respectively for all of October. As officers respond to these incidents, they find that concerned parties call friends and family before notifying the police. Officials want to remind the community to call 911 before notifying family or friends. Meanwhile, law enforcement is also frustrated with the speculation without factual backing, which is stoking community fears and spreading false facts. Officials encourage referencing official releases for accurate information and updated progress. The University of Idaho is hosting a candlelight vigil on Wednesday to honor the memory of Ethan, Zanna, Madison, and Kaylee. I'm Mia Carlson reporting.
In sports, Julian Strother had 23 points and 9 rebounds, and four other Bulldogs scored in double figures as the Gonzaga men's basketball team bounced back with an 88-84 win over Xavier in the final night of the Phil Knight Legacy Tournament in Portland last night. Drew Timmy added 16 points and 6 rebounds for the Zags, who improved to 5-2. Xavier fell to 4-3. Up next, Gonzaga travels to Sioux Falls, South Dakota for a neutral site game with 7th-ranked Baylor Friday. Tip-off 5 p.m. Pacific time with coverage on Peacock. Read more about these stories and more on the KOZE News Facebook page and KOZE.com.